Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome. You are, you're live. Finally, right? Like, we finally have the live stream up on YouTube. You guys can live chat. I do have you right now on our live chat. We're keeping up with you. It's me representing for Team Married. This is Takira Shabre, and I can't do it without my right-hand gal, Team Single, representing Lanisha.
I'm a single lady. And I can't wait for your baby to join me, Team Single.
Woo! Guys, if you haven't not figured it out yet, we are relaxing in our quarantine-safe pajamas. We are coming to you live from our home. So welcome to the social distancing version of the Married at First Sight After Show. We hope everyone is safely tuning in right now. We have a lot to talk about. This whole, like, all the couples, it's recommitment day. And I hope that this expression of us being on Zoom, you, for this after show. We are missing and Ken. They'll might be popping in. I don't know. Mike might pop in, but we'll see. But we have so much to talk about. We'll talk about the couples. We'll still do our Rate These Couples segment. So drop your ratings in the live chat. Again, the live chat. And let's get started, Lanisha. Overall thoughts of, this is episode 12, Recommitment Day.
Yes.
What did you think?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I want to shake Mindy for recommitting in the first place. Oh, Katie, she annoys the heck out of me. She's a hater, okay? And Mika, I got to applaud her in this episode. She did me proud. She did me proud. I'm happy with Mika. And obviously, you know, I still love Jessica and Austin, okay? I wish I had a shirt that said Team Jessica and Austin, but I don't.
We'll get you one. We'll get you one.
Yes, make me one.
You know what? This episode obviously was really interesting to hear people give their recommitments. But it was also a little disheartening because it's like, stop giving me false hope, you know? But anyway, so let's talk about we'll talk about your favorite couple, Jessica and Austin. Let's break them down first. So in this episode is the, like I said, recommitment episode. They come together. First they go apart and they talk to the experts one-on-one. And they talk about, you know, the things that are going well, the things that could, you know, need a little improvement. And then they talk about what's it going to take in order to hear the yes at the end of the episode,
right,
of the season. And what's a deal breaker? So Jessica pretty much said, you know, she gave her spill of feeling like she's in love, but she doesn't want to say it yet until, for whatever reason, Jessica, woman, until she knows for sure that it's reciprocated. So the expert tells Jessica that she needs to let Austin know how he feels. And his big thing of, you know, what's it going to take is just trust. So continued trust. Jessica, he was clear. Jessica hasn't broken his trust yet, but to continue doing that. So
I'm going to read first from Steph underscore Phils, who says, Jessica and Austin make me believe in love. Austin is so caring and attentive, and it's so true. And I think that Jessica is honestly just scared. And for everybody that's, because I see you guys sometimes in the comments coming for Jessica, talking about how Jessica, why don't you just say it? It's not that easy being, because I think she's thinking about how she just doesn't want to be rejected. Even though she knows that Austin likes her, I don't think she fully knows if he like loves her, because he could do all this caring stuff and everything and still not be there. So I think she's just afraid of like chasing him away, because sometimes the word love can be too strong for a person.
Yeah,
sometimes they'd be like, oh, love, and they get all weird and they get all different. So she might just not want to, and you could tell she really does want to say it, but I think she's just really scared about like how the outcome is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, I have to gotta respectfully disagree. I strongly believe if you freaking believe it or if you feel it, just say it. I'm all on the Team Jessica, the people that are coming for Team Jessica, like, just say it. I feel like that's the risk of love. Like, you risk coming on a TV show and marrying a stranger, but you can't risk telling them how you feel. So I was a little irritated with her just a little bit. I'm like, Jessica, girl, this is the one storyline and you're just going to write it throughout the entire show. I feel like, honestly, if she doesn't say that she loves him, if she doesn't show that vulnerability and that truth, I'm honestly scared that he won't be interested anymore. I feel like it'll get to a point when he's doing all of these things. Because let's be real, she works a lot. He does a lot around the house. Like,
he works too. He just works earlier than her.
He does. He works. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, like, she seems to work a lot. And so it's kind of like, from the perception of the show, obviously, it seems like he has to kind of step it up and do a lot more around the house. And I feel like you gotta, maybe he needs to hear that in order to be so vulnerable. So I want to give a shout out to those that are in live chat.
Let's shout them out.
I don't have Corona, guys. I'm so sorry. And I don't mean that as a joke. Prayers to everyone that is suffering, because I don't want people coming for me in the comments. And if I did, I'm safely in my own home. So there you go.
Okay, quarantine.
But I do want to say, Paula Giordan says, I love, love, love. Jessica shouldn't wait. So shout out there. Rebecca Sarah Coffee says, the guy needs to say it first. I am on Team Jessica. Interesting. Brown Sugar. Hey, Miss Brown Sugar says, the added pressure and fear of being humiliated on TV is probably what is making Jessica hesitate. I like that. I will say, even though I'm all for Jessica saying it, I do love Brown Sugar's comment and the fact that maybe it's the hesitation for TV. So, oh,
yeah.
Oh, no. Guy saying it first. I know we touched on this last episode, but anything else you got for Jessica and Austin? Anything else you thought of? Like, what about his trust? What do you think is holding there?
He clearly does trust her, but he's just saying if there was any type of issue, because clearly they're perfect. So I think Pastor Cal was just trying to drag something out of him because they're the most perfect couple ever.
Yeah.
He's like, please give me something. Give me something. And I even think producers was probably, that's probably where the love story came from. I think someone said it in the comments, that the whole love storyline, I think it did come from the producer. Like it might be a problem, girl. Give us some drama. A little too cute for TV.
Well, we're kind of too cute for TV right now in our PJs. I'm just saying. But I cannot stress enough, you guys. We have our live extended panels in the live chat. Yay. We are tuning in right now. Lanisha, please tell these beautiful people, our extended panel, how much we love them.
You guys already know we love you. You guys actually make the show great, okay? Thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. We enjoy your comments. And since you're in the live chat, I know you guys see that subscribe button. Go ahead and click it for us. And if you're listening on iTunes, I don't know if this is coming on iTunes, but if you are, go ahead and give us a 5-star rating.
Yeah. For some reason, 1 through 4 stars, just they don't work.
And also, let us know whose side are you on? Are you Team Jessica or Team Austin with this whole love story?
A love story thing. That who says it first and all that jazz.
Yes.
Well, who says it first? Let's talk about apologies, because clearly Taylor and Brandon, they both have some apologizing to do. Honey, for some reason, they're struggling here. So let's talk Taylor and Brandon. So when they're talking to their experts, it's kind of the same thing, right? Like Taylor's given the same old, like, he did this since Panama, blah, blah, blah. Brandon is pretty much, he says that he's done. But this episode, he kind of feels like he's on the fence. There's hope there. So we see a little bit of hope. And then obviously Pastor Cal, the experts, tell them that they need to talk about the past issues, letting it go. Brandon, they're suggesting that maybe, you know, Taylor wants him to come home. What'd you take from Taylor and Brandon?
Let me tell you something. I was so irritated with the experts. Like, just let them go. Let them get the annulment. Clearly, it's not working out with them. And I was just getting so frustrated. The more they kept, like, pushing them to, like, be together, like, saying, oh, something could work, I was really just wanting to shake my TV. Like, why are you pushing these two couples who are clearly not meant for each other together? He's stubborn, she's stubborn. They both don't want to apologize for what they did. They both think that they were in the right and that the other person was in the wrong. Like, they're just horrible and both very toxic for each other. And I say both equally, because Taylor still to this day did not apologize for what she did. She does not, she really does not see what she did was wrong.
You know what? I've been kind of like getting a little sick of Taylor for the last couple episodes. Mm-hmm. There's just something in my gut. And when my gut talks to me, I gotta listen. She's not 100% this picture that we thought she was episode one, right? Yeah. So I 100% agree with you. It's Ray Ray. Hey, I've been talking so long, said in the live chat. I feel like the producers are forcing Taylor and Brandon to stay on the show because I don't see any other reason for them to be trying. TDI Parts says Taylor and Brandon are just in it for the money at this point. I'm with them. I know Pastor Cal found it necessary to be like, and I'm not forcing you to be together. You kind of are. At this point, as Team Married, representing for Team Married, I almost find it a little like disrespectful that, do I believe that divorce is not an option? To be honest, I do. I feel like when you truly find that person for you, mm-hmm. that divorce should be kind of like, it shouldn't even roll off of the tongue, just because if it rolls off the tongue, it's always an option in the back of your head. So do I believe that couples should work it out? 100%. I feel like as adults, we can compromise, we can talk. But when it comes to the disrespect, when it comes to neither party wanting to move forward, neither party even being ready to be married, I can't support it. So at this point, it's like making a mockery of marriage. And I'm thinking, what are people watching? Like, this is almost like, it's embarrassing. But
I think it's honest, like, it shows you kind of a lesson of you should probably get to know your person before getting married to them. Just saying, marrying a stranger doesn't work out for everybody. Maybe once in a while, but it doesn't work out for everybody. I'm team get to know them. Go through the dating stage, have them be your boo thing, your boyfriend, and then your fiance, then get married. That's what I'm a fan of, but hey, to each his own.
Yeah, I think for sure it works out for some, because there are still some couples that are still together that have been on the show.
But yeah.
say it's such a small ratio.
Very small percentage.
Yeah. So Brandon moves back in. We perceived him to be moved back in. He comes home, I guess, is what I'll say. We'll be good at that. What do you think? Because we ultimately know the end result, right? So people keep asking, why do you keep talking about it? What's the use in watching the show? I'm so done with them, blah, blah, blah. What I'm interested in is I want them to stay on the show because I'm interested to see what they say on D-Day. Like,
I'm done with them. I'm so done with them.
But what do you think? Like, at this point, come D-Day, and I know, like, we're getting close. What do you think will happen on D-Day? Because we know in real life that they're annulled.
Yeah. It could be on D-Day they said yes, and then later on it was a no. So we still don't know.
Yeah. But
I still think it's going to be a no because of how they're both stubborn and none of them wants to admit that they were wrong with anything. And I think Brandon has always said that he was going to change certain things and it still hasn't changed. And Taylor doesn't believe that what she did was wrong. So if she doesn't believe what she did was wrong, I think even her habits are going to stay the same. I think she's still going to be a social media person. I think he's still going to have his moments where he want to walk out.
Sure,
it just doesn't work. And I think they should have called it quits instead of wasting time. But I blame that on the experts because Brandon was ready to leave. And I give him a little applause for that because it's just like, if you know it's not working, if you know that you're trying the steps and it's just not working, why drag it along?
Yeah, that's the underlining question. Why are we still here? Why are we watching you? So
he already, you know, he even did it right this time. Last time he cussed them out, you know, he cussed out production. And
now
this time he just respectfully said, he keeps telling them, I'm done.
Right.
I don't want to do this no more. But they just want him to keep coming for the drama.
We're all done. They end their segment with Brandon saying what he needs to get a yes at D-Day is for her to be more like a wife. So when there are problems, she talks to him and no one else. And she says that he needs to change his attitude and not leave and have his own, you know, moments. So... we'll see. No. Anyway, on to the next couple. Let's talk Katie and Derek. What about? I'm so interested because so many people, everyone joining us in the live chat, they initially started off the live chat with Katie. So drop
Katie.
Drop those comments back in so we don't have to fuddle through them. But at this recommitment, just so happens that they got into a fight right before recommitment day about him being a dreamer. So we called this, right? We said that this would be a topic of discussion. It'd be an issue. Long short, Derek is too much of a dreamer. She hates that he is so ambitious in dreaming. She straight up said she doesn't know that she can be his biggest fan. That's harsh. And he says pretty much, it's almost like she's coming across, he perceived it as she coming across saying, no dreams, family, like you got to choose either or. And then what his argument is, I can still dream and have you in my dream. So during the... I guess, one-on-one and the coming together. he wants to be able to dream. She wants for him to be more realistic. Oh, goodness. What do you think? Because I'm being...
Before I say my comment, I'm going to start off with Steph_Phils, who says, I think Katie is too insecure, and that's why she don't want Derek to dream. And I completely agree with her.
Oh,
like,
wow.
How are you not, I'm sorry, but she called him a little boy. How are you a little boy for wanting to be a writer? Like, you want to write, you want to have kids. I see people do it all the time. We call them authors. We call them screenwriters. We do this all the time. He wants to build a treehouse. You could do that with your son. It's called get a hobby, girl. You want to sit around in the house all day and not do nothing, just work and come home? You're dull, okay?
100%. TM in the live chat says, Katie is a dream killer who is stuck on her ex.
Yes.
Deborah Fisher says, Katie, you can't kill a person's dream. That's part of who he is. And lastly, Bill the Cat, hello, in our live chat, says Katie is self-sabotaging. She wants to be doing something else with someone else. I can't say this enough. Being on Team Mary.
That is just, yes.
All of it. All of it. Being on Team Married, let me say this clearly. You cannot kill your spouse's dream. Mm. All right. We live mundane lives, and people perceive marriage, even marriage by itself as an entity, to be a mundane drive. It's almost like you have to have a marriage that's outside of the norm. You darn right, I want to be married and I want to dream, because who's to say you can't be my dream partner? So it's almost like you cannot, I'm almost interested to see, what do you aspire to be besides a mom? Like,
exactly.
Like, what do you aspire to be? You can't shoot down their dreams. They're actually moving. I feel like because of this, this is going to be another block that he's going to have to get over in order to love her. And it's almost kind of like Danica Knighton said in live chat. I was just about to say it. Katie's almost trying to find an excuse to find a way out. So a lot of people are saying, trying to run to her ex and find an excuse because she's getting a little worried. What would you say about that? Do you agree?
I absolutely agree, because throughout the whole season, we've just been seeing her do this comparison without her mentioning her ex. She's definitely been doing this whole comparison about it. And I think that she's still in love with her ex. I think they're still in contact with each other. And I absolutely agree with you guys in the chat. I absolutely think that she's trying to find a way out so that she could just be with her ex. And if that's the case, Katie, stop wasting a good man's time, because Derek is really good to you. He is beyond good.
And you know what?
Anniversary?
First of all, can I just call out and agree with TM in live chat? She has diabetes, and not punishing her for that, but he puts her on his insurance. People having diabetes and paying for those pumps, the insulin, the accessories, broken pumps. Do you realize how much a pump costs? One pump can cost $2,000. Even with insurance, out of pocket, $700, $1,200. Who has that kind of money? It's almost like he's trying to make a commitment. And like, not unlike other couples, like unlike Zach, unlike Brandon, he's trying. He's the one male that I mentioned last time that they're together and I feel like they should work because he's trying. What is she doing?
He's trying. Exactly. What is she doing?
Oh gosh, she's killing me. Just a little piece of advice for all of those who want to be dream killers. All right.
Don't.
A way around this, I feel like an approach that she should take, if she kind of doesn't really believe in his dream, or she's like wanting him to be realistic, help a dreamer be realistic by helping them make it tangible. Like, make a vision board. She can find a quality time night for them to make a vision board together, and then start to stroke her own dreams and like kind of feed into his, and then go deeper and say, okay, honey, you want to do this? Let's talk about what it's going to take to get there. Okay, you
want to get there.
How fast do you want to write the book? Okay, cool. So that means you want to write a chapter a month. Okay, cool. So what can I do? You want to dedicate an hour a day of our quality time to write your book and maybe focus on it? Cool. Like, make it tangible. And so at least they're working towards it. If he's a dreamer, help a dreamer turn it into tangible. So.
But what I don't understand is, because his dreams were not unrealistic, though. Like, who doesn't want to travel? Like, I mean, of course you do have like those people who are like a little bit too old and they just want to just settle, but they are young, girl. They are in their young 20s. It's like natural that you want to go out and travel. And it's not like he wants to travel alone. That's what he got married for. He wants to travel with you. who doesn't want to do that? Take me out, okay? Take me to Italy, take me to Paris, take me everywhere, okay?
Well, I'll take you somewhere, Lanisha.
Oh, you'll take me, okay?
I'm going to take you to our next couple. Let's talk about good old Mika and Michael.
Oh, snap. This is the one I did say I was going to applaud Mika on. All right. I'm gonna let you go and explain what happened.
Oh, the recap. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So on the recap, they all came together or went separately and talked to the expert. And Mika said that she's not being vulnerable now. Lanisha's like,
I'm still here, but I don't know. What is going on? Okay.
But Mika is, she said that she's still having problems trusting him, right? And he says that he is still struggling with her being vulnerable. So he's admitted about lying. We talked a lot about that. But he said in order to stay, get a yes at D-Day, that he needs her to open up. And Mika says, she agrees. She's like, you know what? I do need to be more vulnerable. I need to maybe trust him a little bit more. But at the end of the day, they have both said that they're fully committed to the marriage. They're recommitting to one another. So you said that you would applaud Mika. Why?
Girl, because so many of these episodes she's been talking, this is what I meant by talking at someone and talking to somebody. In this episode, she really showed that example of what it is like to actually have a conversation and talk to him. And she was saying, okay, what can I do to make this better, to make you feel comfortable? Because this is what I've been having a problem with. And I just want you to feel comfortable with me to where you feel like you could actually be honest with me. And I understand her frustration when a person lies, when keeps lying to you. Like I said, with me, if someone lied to me and we're one and done, I can't trust you. Bye. I'm going. But yeah, at least this time I saw a softer side of her.
We did. We did see a softer side. We saw her more vulnerable. We saw her, for me, more patient. She was patient in the conversation. She allowed him to talk. She actually asked questions to kind of dig deeper into his feelings instead of kind of have a defensive tone.
Yes.
But I do applaud her. And again, he lied about the sex thing. So it's kind of rubbed us all the wrong way. I know we've talked about it, but Mika, I 100% agree with you. And I can give her a shout out just because she didn't show that abrasive, angry side. Because at the end of the day, honey, you chose to stay.
She did. You right there.
You can't continue to be angry. The only way that you can approach this is if you chose to stand and deal with it, you have to choose to be patient and figuring it out. So one thing I do want to give a shout out, Felicia in the live chat, Echeveria, so sorry if I butchered that, says, Michael can't stop fibbing. How can you trust someone who repeatedly lies? And then I want to say TM says Michael needs therapy to deal with his childhood abandonment beforehand. And let's see, Cliff Washington in the chat, what's up Cliff, says Mika couldn't let Michael enjoy his plant without saying something slick.
And now the plant one, that was low-key. Listen, y'all wouldn't have said something though with that plant, how he was looking at it. He was so,
It's a little much, but I 100% think that Michael has to get his lying under control. Do I think Mika should be there to support him through it? I can't really say I do. Like I said in my comments on YouTube, do I believe in divorce? I don't. Is it a possibility for some? Sure. Not for me, but for the sake of the show, this is an experiment. Leave.
Sadly.
Leave. Experiment. And I do want to say, Felicia again in the chat says, he might lie to Mika out of fear. It's come up. I know we've we've talked about it, but a lot of people still think so.
Listen, I'm like everybody that was in our last comments who were asking about wanting to know if them tickets were real. I still want to know. We didn't see them go on the trip, so I don't know. I'm trying to figure out if maybe if them tickets are fake. If they're really going to Jamaica, if there's really them dolphins, I want to see if he lies again. Because if he's at this point now you are just too much. I mean, it was too much when you did it two times, but, you know, still, to each his own.
And for that, let's move on to Mindy and Zach, our last couple. I know we're running short on time, so I'll recap quickly. She wants four things. She wants to know the thing that Zach claims to have on her.
Mm-hmm.
She wants for him to move in. She wants to see the messages from between him and Lindsay. And she wants to spend more time together off camera. He said, he didn't really give an answer when it came to what's it going to take for the yes. It was almost like he was trying to say, getting to know her, dating her.
Oh my gosh. It was really shout out Mr. Aliwuda, who said that Pastor Cal wanted to cuss so bad at Zach. And I completely agree, because how Pastor Cal was looking at Zach, I was proud of Pastor Cal, because he was calling people's BS at this point. It was like, Zach, really? You're a bad husband. You suck. You basically suck.
He called BS.
I'm calling BS. You don't want to move in. You kept telling her over and over again that you are unattracted to her. You're talking to her friend behind her back, and you lying and trying to make her seem like the bad guy when you got nothing on her. You're trying to make her seem like she's a bad guy and make yourself seem like a hero when really you're coming off screen as a, might I say.
Let's talk about the things that she wanted. Let's just go down the line. So she said she wanted to know the thing. He said he'd tell her, but unfortunately, the camera didn't give us what we want to hear. Camera. Do you think he'll say something? Do you think he has something to say? And two, do you think he'll tell her?
I think he's full of it. I think everything's up his butt. And I think he just wants to be on camera. That's the only reason why he's here. I think he's just here to promote himself, which is going really bad, because so far nobody likes him. I have yet to read a good comment on him.
100%. He also, she wants to see the messages. How convenient. Lindsay and Zach have both deleted them, so that's a no-go. Although I work in technology, go in and do that old school restore from ago. I can read them.
Or you can easily go to, like, if you have an Apple, go to the Apple store, girl. Them tech guys, they be finding some mess. They be finding everything.
Lanisha's here to give tips, guys. So she may or may not get the thing. She won't get the messages. She wants him to move back in. He is staying the night.
Mm-hmm.
But he is not sleeping in the bed with her. She got so excited, and I called it in the middle of the show. I was like, she is overly excited. He is not thrilled.
Mindy is super nice. She's super nice, because I know plenty of women who would have went off. Plenty of women who I would have went off on Zach. Like, are you serious? We did this whole routine, and I know you know good and well I wanted you to sleep in the bed, because how excited I was getting, how much I was talking about it, how I was waiting on you.
He doesn't want to have sex with her. It is what it is. He doesn't want
to still sleep in the bed.
He doesn't want to go there. But I'm at this point, and everybody in the live chat, drop a comment if you agree. I'm at this point where I can no longer really feel sympathy for her past this episode if she doesn't grab her cojones.
Yeah, Pastor Cal said it right. He said that she needs to have standards.
Ooh.
Otherwise, somebody will walk all over you.
And I need to quote him on that, because Pastor Cal said, if you don't set a standard, we will kind of set one for you. So dignity, if she continues at the end and says, yes, she wants to be married to him at D-Day, will she be walking away with some sort of dignity? What will we think about that?
Honestly, if she says yes, I have no respect, honestly, because this man has treated you like dirt, and you could get such a better man. Come on. Like, you could do better. She said, you could clearly see like where her heart is, and you could clearly see that she is a caring woman. Mm-hmm. So I think she could do better.
Yeah, absolutely. I think she could do better too. Nita Key in the live chat says, I'm through with them. I'm divorcing them both. Retweet. And I also want to confirm, I think she says she is team married and she is first time joining AfterBuzz. So let's quickly end the show with the rate these couples.
Yes, drop your ratings, guys.
Yes, here we go. Dropping ratings. We're going to start with Jessica and Austin. What do you think?
Oh, obviously my 10.
All right. I'm going to give him a 10 too, even though if Jessica does not tell this man that she loves him, I'm deducting points next episode. Let's go to Taylor and Brandon.
0.
Oh, yeah.
0.
Good. 002. I got to retweet that. I think they're both horrible for one another. They both aren't married, ready to be married, and they need to apologize and move on. Let's go Mika and Michael.
Well, Mika raised up a little bit, so I'll give them 1. Actually, I'll give them a half point because of Mika. Mika's the half, and then everything else is just down.
Okay, Mika and Michael is the teetering couple, so everybody drop your ratings. I'm gonna give Mika and Michael I'll give them a 1. It's like a 0.5 for both. Actually, no. It's 0.9 for her, 0.1 for him. So I'll give him a 1.
I don't give him any points till I see his actions. I need to see some honesty from his.
Both. TM gives Mika and Michael 2. Nita Key gives Mika and Michael 2. We have Paula with 1. So we got a lot of 2s and 1s.
I see Rojana Andre says 1.
Okay.
Yeah, Michael.
Let's go Katie and Derek.
Oh, Lord, Katie. Gosh, okay, 4. The 4 is Derek, though. Derek is, like, up there. I just don't like Katie. I just don't like her.
I don't like her at all. Yeah, I'm starting to get over with Katie.
Derek's a 10. Katie is...
I'll give Derek an 8. Because he's making an attempt. He has to work a couple things out. Katie, I'm going to score separately and give like a 1 because he's still there. So anyway, overall, I'll give them a 6. Mindy and Zach.
Oh, that's way down. We're in the negative. Negative 10. Negative. They're the complete opposite of Jessica and Austin.
Yeah, sorry. 0 for me across the board. Guys, you have no idea how happy we are to have you live again. Have you joining us? We're almost there. Next episode seems to be really interesting. A lot of truth comes out. We hear anyway, the teaser, but, to continue the conversation, we always like to come for the comments in YouTube and, we'll see you next week, but to continue the conversation on Instagram, Twitter, and all that jazz, Lanisha, where can they find you, girlfriend?
You guys already know. You're in my DMs. I know. You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
Of course. And you can find me, Takira Shabre, on Instagram and Twitter at Takira_Shabre. We're missing Mike, my other half, my better half of Team Married. And we're missing Ken, the better half of Team Single. But they will be with us next week. And we might do Zoom next week, but we will be in live chat too. So join us again. Thank you, guys.
Let us know if you're Team Single or Team Married.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.